Ah, yes, the moment you've been waiting for. It's the Power Hour. I'm Dave Krieger, your host. It's Monday, start of a new week before Christmas, 11:06 in the morning Central Time, December 20th, 2021. Hey, guess what? Tomorrow is winter solstice. That's right, it's the darkest day of the year. Believe it or not, it's the shortest day of the year, which means we have more dark than light. But thank God that's only for the weather, unlike other little conditions that are going on in America right now. There may be some more darkness. We'll get to that in just a bit with all our lions and tigers and bears news reporting here. We want to let you know that you can buy two and get one 50% off of the Optivita products, and you can mix and match all of the items that we offer on the Power Mall. It does not have to be three of the same item either. You can mix and match, and we've even got the Complete Essentials 30 pack, and you can request samples. You know how to do that. You just got to call Jay, tell him you want some samples. Try them out. The Complete Essentials 30 pack, silver gel, silver lozenges, Optivita silver liquid, super krill oil, Optivita vitamin D, vitamin C, the spray accessory kit, and of course the face mask for those of you who feel so inclined. Got them right now. Buy two, get one half off. That's right. And those of you in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and other parts of the country that listened to my interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last week, guess what? Your wish has been granted. Our wonderful producer jumped on the phone, and she worked her magic. And guess what? Coming soon to the Power Mall, the real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the global war on democracy and public health. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book that we interviewed him on. The books should be in the first week of January. The regular price is $32.50. The introductory price, 10% off, $29.95 for you Power Hour listeners. You know, I don't know if I would call Jay right now and put your order in before these things get snapped up, because I don't know how many cases our producer Catherine ordered here, but I have a distinct feeling that they are going to fly off the shelf. You need to know about what's going on with this. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he has done a marvelous job. I'm still reading the book. It's a deep read, folks, but let me tell you something. It's loaded with science. It's loaded with all sorts of references. You cannot go wrong with this book. Swear to God. New products from North American Herb and Spice, by the way. The Orega-O's Gummies. And you get samples of those, too. By the way, they're infused with P73 oregano oil. That's right. You know what oregano does. Also combines black seed oil and Peruvian Yacon Rupe syrup. It's a zero glycemic sweetener that acts as a natural prebiotic. Every hand-picked harvest is triple tested for purity and authenticity. And they're perfect for daily use. That's right. And the O2 Rega also is available as well at the Power Mall. We have some pine bark extract also available in the Tranquil BOGO. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. Still going on the Power Mall. Now, we get to the news. At 12 o'clock noon, for those of you who can join us, the website is phosphatemovie.com, and the filmmaker Eric Crown is going to be joining us to explain what is in this movie. There is very detailed, specific information that you want to pay close attention to. This has to do with a plant I'm very well aware of, Mosaic. It's a phosphate plant in Florida. It has contaminated the water. It's causing cancer in the U.S. People are fighting it, and they still keep making more of these chemicals. In fact, the stuff blows out of smokestacks, and for those of you who have swimming pools in Central Florida like I did, you constantly have to be cleaning stuff because all this stuff floats over the top, and when it rains, it gets in your pool. I'm not kidding. Stuff is pretty nasty. Now on to the lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Just imagine that I have the voice of Judy Garland, and all of a sudden, the scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion all start chiming in and dancing down the yellow brick road, because the announcement coming out of the White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients predicts a winter of severe illness and death for Americans who decide not to take the jab. You're all going to die. Do not listen to that bullpucky coming out of that man's mouth. He is a pathological liar like the rest of them. Why do I say that? Because every single thing that has come out of the administration's mouth has nothing to do with the science. It has everything to do with Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson making gobs and gobs of money. And then you have CDC Director Dr. Rochelle the Witch Walensky saying any vaccination is better than no vaccination. Well, guess what? We've already been vaccinated with everything but the jab, right? First off, they say the J&J jab isn't really working that well, and it's probably not as efficient. Now they're turning around and saying, well, but you should at least get something. What exactly is it that they're putting in our body? The last video I watched over the weekend said it was something like razor blades, and it was in the form of graphene oxide. It's like little microscopic razor blades that are in the jab, and it gets into your system as part of the graphene oxide that's in the jab, in the magnetic hydrogel, and it starts slicing and dicing away at your capillaries. Is that what you want in your body? Seriously, when scientists are reporting this stuff and they know what graphite does, the stuff is all brand, I mean, it's only been out a very short period of time, and they're putting this stuff in vaccines, according to this one doctor from Austria. The craziness of it all. I mean, would you take that chance? People I know, they got the jab, 4 days later, they're dead. Would you take that chance, really? This germ was created by the United States government in conjunction with Wuhan in China in the Institute of Virology lab. Whether it was deliberately or accidentally released, no matter, it's still a bioweapon. It was designed as part of Anthony Fauci's gain-of-function research. BioNTech, by the way, announced Friday they're going to add a third vaccine dose to ongoing clinical trials on kids as young as, are you ready for this, folks, 6 months. Why? They say two doses don't produce enough of a robust immune response to kids 2 to 5 years old. If your kids die of the jab, it's on you. I'm talking to you, you parents out there. Here you are, bringing kids into the world, and now you're going to do this to them? We had Dr. Paul Thomas on last week, who explained that it's going to be at least 10 years before we find out whether or not that ovaries and sperm count dry up and basically are just killed in your kids. They will not be able to reproduce. This is what Dr. Paul Thomas said on our show last week. You can go to Clouded Title, or not Clouded Titles. I have a whole bunch of stuff on Clouded Titles, but thepowerhour.com, we have all of this stuff that is archived for you to listen to. So if you didn't listen to it, you know, download it, share it with your friends, share the link with your friends. Put it in an email to them and say, hey, look, have you heard this? Why do you have doctors? If everything was so hunky-dory in D.C., why are all these doctors coming out and saying, no, don't do this? I just watched this morning, very early, a 21-minute video by Dr. Michael Yeadon, who used to be the chief science officer of Pfizer, and he's saying that any pregnant woman out there better listen up. He said, you'd think you would have learned with the thalidomide results. But no, all these pregnant women, stupid pregnant women, are listening to this, taking this jab, thinking they're doing themselves a favor and protecting themselves from something they could naturally recover from with the right therapeutics. But no, they want to get the jab, and all of a sudden their kid comes out, and you don't know how the kid's going to come out. It might come out miscarried, which means no kid. I mean, I hate to use shock therapy on some of you, but man, it's just like you're not listening. If all the doctors in the world agreed that this was the right thing, would you still do it? Am I sounding like a doomsday forecaster? No. I'm just giving you a little simple warning that you are not being given, and according to Michael Yeadon in his video, you are not being given informed consent. These people are telling you the stuff is safe and effective, and they know otherwise. They are out to make a ton of money at your expense. That's why they're doing this. And people should care. But no, what they've done, they've divided up America so bad, families hate each other. People within the family unit, the family units are being broken down. Folks, this is not accidental. This is deliberate that families are being broken apart. Half of them are getting vaccinated and they're shunning the rest of the family. Well, you didn't get vaccinated, so you can't come over for Christmas dinner. I'm scared. And then you have the White House coming out, putting out warnings.
Warning, warning, young Will Robinson.
Yeah, right. What planet? I mean, what is this White House response coordinator? Was he on crack? This is not funny. These people are lying. The government is lying. I've never seen such outright lies. On one hand, they say one thing about the ineffectiveness of these vaccines. On the other hand, they say, well, if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to die. You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. Ooh, quick, run, hide in the closet. The grim is coming. Wow. These people really must think we're stupid. The Omicron, I call it moronic. That's an anagram for Omicron. It's one of the Greek letters of the alphabet. According to the Epoch Times, the variant of the virus that causes COVID has sparked a wave of closures across the U.S. Here we go. Everybody's panicking again. Gotta love it. Moronic vaccine. I hope that all of you are aware that we have frontline doctors out there that have stepped out of the shadows and are taking a risk to help you get over this. Doctors in South Africa say the stuff is not even as bad as the flu. You might get a headache and a fever. End of story. And now Cornell University has shut down its Ithaca, New York campus and moved to alert level red. And what is so interesting about this, the school has a 99% vaccination rate. Gee, I wonder what caused that. Here again, you have to understand something. We have a new term. It's called VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S, Vaccination Acquired Immunodeficiency Syndrome. It's AIDS with a V on the front for vaccinated. In other words, they're going to stick a needle in your arm and give you a dose of AIDS. Now, I am not making this stuff up. This came out of the mouth of Nobel laureate Jean-Luc Montagnier, the French scientist who discovered it. And he's like, you know, when you listen to the stuff he said, he goes, hey, I know what the other 4% of the vax is. My team and I have researched this. It's the AIDS virus. This is why it's spinning off so many variants. Jean-Luc. Amazing revelation. Now, people would just listen. If they would just listen. You've got all these scientists warning not to even get near that vaccine. And then you got Rochelle the Witch Walensky saying, hey, at least get the J&J. Seriously? Nuts. Bull pucky to that, folks. If you don't want to get the Pfizer Moderna, you should at least get J&J. Oh, my God. These people are really out there really trying to. I really believe they're trying to kill people. That's what I believe. I don't know what you believe, but that's what I believe. An entire hospital in England wards are at risk of a shutdown over the vaccine mandate row. Because medical personnel over there are not complying with the government's vaccine mandate. We need to be doing the same thing. They're saying no. In one representative example, some 40 midwives at one hospital trust in England are refusing to get vaccinated. And the entire maternity ward may be closed if they call them refuseniks, are fired and no replacements can be found in time. Well, whose fault is that? I think these midwives and nurses and doctors and medical professionals, a lot of them have figured it out. They've woken up and said, wait a minute. We're not doing this. We're not getting the jab. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention themselves said last week it got reports of 8 cases of heart inflammation called myocarditis in children ages 5 to 11 who had been vaccinated with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. It is not the same vaccine as Comirnaty from Germany. That's the only one that was approved. That's actually a legal drug. It's not approved for use in the U.S. Pfizer's not giving that. Why? Because Pfizer wants to make money. Moderna wants to make money. J&J wants to make money, and they can't do it if you don't take the jab. All these CEOs, these rich people, are getting richer by the day. Every time somebody goes in there and gets the jab, taxpayer dollars are paying these big pharma companies more and more money. CDC said there's been over 7 million vaccine doses in the 5 to 11 age group at a time it examined the data with 5.1 million first doses and 2 million second doses. And of course, we can't trust what the CDC says because the VAERS system, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the numbers have been skewed. You get on there and you don't see too many cases being reported. Well, for starters, it's very difficult, even if you're required to do it. It's very difficult to even get on there and log in and then actually file a report that has some semblance of truth to it. And then when you get people doctoring the results, wow. So you get this myocarditis and pericarditis in kids, yet they're still, parents are still allowing their kids to get the jab. And the information coming out is so contradictory. This is even worse. Pfizer says its low-dose vaccine doesn't work in kids ages 2 to 5. 3 micrograms of the vaccine tested and given to kids aged 6 months to less than 5 years of age, and it didn't produce significant immune response. So guess what they want to do? Well, how about a little fire, Scarecrow? Yeah, what they want to do is they want to give them a full 2 adult doses of the jab. They should be producing an immune response comparable to individuals age 16 to 25 after 2 adult doses. So now they want to give them more. They want to give them the full dose. They're going to test 3 doses of their COVID vaccine, what they call a vaccine. It is mRNA gene therapy. It is a bioweapon because it, like the virus itself, causes your immune system to turn on itself. How simple, in layman's terms, can I make this? I have been researching this ever since COVID came out as a news reporter with, I am a card-carrying, credentialed news person, okay? We are after the truth. This is what is important. My libertarian philosophy has nothing to do with it. My common sense kicks in when I start seeing this garbage and I start looking at the data and I see contradicting evidence. One outlet reports one thing, one outlet reports another thing. And then all of a sudden the government wants to boost the number of vaccinations. Why would they want to do that? Because not enough people are dead. Obviously, think about it. Just a little common sense rationale. Don't just take my word for it. Look at the data yourself. More than 4,000 claims await decision by the U.S. government compensation program. Epoch Times is reporting for the first time amid the pandemic, the government compensation program is going to pay out one of the 4,751 claims alleging injuries or death arising from the administration of a covered countermeasure used to diagnose, treat, or prevent COVID-19. Countermeasure? Really? Well, they have a program. It's called the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, or CICP. There's an acronym for everything out there, just like IDK. That's an acronym for I don't know. The Mercola website early this morning reported unintended consequences of mRNA shots. You'll be able to go online tomorrow. Please go to the PowerHour.com and subscribe to our emails and newsletters if you have not, because you're going to get all these stories in your inbox. Just go sign up and get the stories. Read what the scientists and the doctors are saying. Worse than the disease, reviewing some possible unintended consequence of mRNA vaccines against COVID-19 by Dr. Stephanie Seneff, PhD, and Dr. Greg Nye, is one of the most comprehensive descriptions of the many possible unintended consequences of the mRNA gene transfer technologies incorrectly referred to as COVID vaccines. Again, I tell you, you say the word. Remember Joseph Goebbels from the Nazi days? And Goebbels said, hey, the more you keep telling people it's a vaccine, the more they come to believe it. Yeah, lions and tigers and vaccines. Oh, my. And it becomes part of your daily regimen. Did you get the vax yet? You mean the jab? Nope. I think there's a lot of you out there that haven't. All you right-thinking folks, I'm sorry if you got the jab. I really am. I do not know. According to Michael Yeadon, he was on there clearing my head and making it very clear and rational to me this morning on his video, which we're going to be posting on thepowerhour.com. You're going to watch that 21-minute video, and you're going to see this guy who used to work for Pfizer and retired. He is going to debunk their bullpucky and tell you this stuff is dangerous. And now Seneff and Nye have come out with this report, and they're claiming the Bayer system reports are underreported by a factor of 41. That means that in the U.S. alone, the actual death toll may be closer to 374,576 people, including international deaths reported to Bayer's, or Bayer's rather, would put the death toll at 815,326. Now that's getting close to a million. What can I say? We'll talk about some of the other stuff that this garbage does to you if it gets in your arm. We'll be back after the break. Dave Krieger with the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
And it's 11:32 in the morning Central Time, Monday, December 20th, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for tuning back in. We got some pretty serious stuff going on here, folks. The most recent data, according to Stephanie Senep and Dr. Greg Nye, they basically put out a report of these unintended consequences. The key side effects that are now being reported in massive numbers. Now, we're not talking about just a few sporadic cases here and there. It's widespread. And it's all because of the jab. Miscarriages, heart attacks, myopericarditis, thrombocytopenia, which is low platelet count, shingles, Bell's palsy, that's where the side of your face swells up, and a variety of permanent disabilities, many of which involve neurological dysfunction. Folks, this is a bioweapon. In a couple of years, people who are not treated or have taken the jab and are not treated and are not doing something to reverse. And of course, you know, when I heard Sherry Tenpenny, the doctor who's been on the front line of this thing, say, once you've had that jab, you're screwed. Now, I can't be any more plain than that. There are ways to try to fight it, to keep it from taking over and messing you up, but they're saying neurological dysfunction, we call it a prion disease. The word is P-R-I-O-N, prion disease. These are neurological dysfunctions of the brain, which could result in strokes and God knows what else, right? According to Dr. Mercola, the Bayer system is supposed to be among the best adverse data collection systems in the world, but it's antiquated and difficult to use. We knew this. The underreporting of all this stuff is between 31 and 100. The actual death toll in the U.S. could be as high as almost 900,000 people, according to Mercola. You see how the data and the testing and the calculations are varying here? Even the frontline doctors are trying to get a handle on this. But what they are saying is that there is a way. If you get sick and you didn't take the jab, you have about a 99% chance you're going to get over it with the right treatment. It's called therapeutics up front. And they have a list of these things, which you can find on AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. These guys are backed up, obviously, so the whole idea is you try to find out exactly what the protocols are for therapy in advance in case you come down with it, right? That's the general idea among the unvaccinated. And, you know, here's the funny thing about data. You got to wonder why they don't want this data being reported. In fact, ZDNet is reporting that websites under Brazil's Ministry of Health suffered a major ransomware attack that resulted in the unavailability of COVID-19 vaccination data of millions of citizens. They've been hacked. The hackers claim to have copied and deleted 50 terabytes worth of data from internal systems. Wow. And now they want money. I'll bet you they want Bitcoin. Don't have all the details of that. We just are letting you know that Brazil's COVID data for vaccinations has been hacked and wiped out. They don't want you to know, folks. Frontline News is saying vaccinated lose chance to gain vastly superior natural immunity. I just told you this. It's always reassuring, according to Frontline News, to know that those controlling our lives are doing so only according to the latest scientific advances, guided by the best possible data and informed by the most up-to-date statistics. Remember the things I told you about? There are three kinds of lies. Lies, damned lies, and statistics. There you go. This new study from December 5th, 2021 is so exciting, according to the article, analyzing data culled from around 6 million people. And guess where? Israel. And basically, it focuses on a period of 2 months, August and September of this year, and is titled Protection and Waning of Natural and Hybrid COVID-19 Immunity. It divides people into five categories, those who have recovered from a bout of COVID and have not been vaccinated, and those who have been double vaxxed, and those who've had a booster shot, and the so-called hybrid groups, those who have been recovered and were subsequently vaccinated as per Israeli government policy, which is currently to receive one dose only following infection, and those who were vaccinated and subsequently contracted COVID, which they call breakthrough cases. Folks, this is like adding insult to injury. I mean, do they literally want to wipe out or take the chance of wiping out an entire population so there are no more Israelites? I mean, you know, it's going to make it so easy for the enemies to cross the Red Sea then, won't it? They won't need Moses to help them do it either. You vaccinate 95% of your population, you watch what happens. Give it a couple of years. A couple of years of panic, a couple of years of people succumbing to the government's demand to take the jab. I know there are some of you out there that are not going to get that jab no matter what they do, even if they come door to door and you either aren't going to answer the door, and if they know you're home and they kick your front door in, well, some of you are going to do the unthinkable and defend yourselves by any means possible. I mean, the jab, if we told you this jab might kill you, would that be considered assault on your person if you didn't want to take it and they were trying to force you to do it and you were armed? You need to seriously think about this, because we don't know what this crooked administration has up its sleeve. Three companies and one red state attorney general are asking the Supreme Court of the United States to stay Biden's sweeping mandate for private businesses with 100 or more employees. Three companies, Phillips Manufacturing and Tower Company, Six Arp and Oberg Industries, filed an emergency application for an injunction on December 17th, saying that the Biden administration is pursuing unlimited federal executive power in the vaccine mandate for private businesses. It is definitely overreach, folks. These people probably got a placebo. They want to be alive while you're getting prion disease. I wonder about the man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a two-year-old, if he doesn't already have a prion disease. I think he does. It's perfectly example. I mean, you can see what's going on here. Eric Schmidt, the Attorney General of Missouri, also asked SCOTUS to stay the Biden administration's sweeping vaccine mandate. And according to what Schmidt wrote in a Twitter post, this was always destined to go to the nation's highest court, and I'll continue to fight back against this breathtaking overreach. And that's what it is. If they can't get in your head, they'll come to your door. I really think that's what they're thinking. I really think that's what they're thinking. And we have to be prepared for that, folks. If you're not going to take the jab and you don't want to disappear you may end up having to fight for your life. Epic Times is also reporting this morning, can ivermectin help prevent COVID-19 deaths? When it comes to the treatment of COVID, according to the article, many Western nations have been hobbled by the politicization of medicine. Throughout 2020, media and many of the public health experts warned against the use of hydroxychloroquine, despite the fact many practicing doctors were praising its ability to save patients. Hey, didn't President Trump take that? Didn't Melania take that? Didn't they get better along with hydroxychloroquine along with a couple of other regimens, therapeutics? Didn't they get better in a couple of days and were on their feet just shucking and jiving, slamming and jamming? Weren't they? I think they were. But see, here's the thing. If the mainstream media and mainstream big pharma doesn't want you promoting this, you're going to be silenced, as many of these public health experts and doctors were. The frontline doctors were silenced through online censorship. And some, like Dr. Paul Thomas, even lost their job for the sin of publicly sharing the data and their successes with the drug. Ivermectin, this decades-old anti-parasitic drug, it too is being hushed up by the mainstream media. Trial Site News tells the story of a 77-year-old Indian couple, both whom became ill with COVID. One successfully recuperated following a treatment with hydroxychloroquine, the other with ivermectin. While ivermectin certainly appears to be a useful strategy, which is why the Epic Times is covering it, it's not the primary recommendation. You need vitamin D for a wide variety of functions. This according to the Epic Times article. They're quoting a lot of these frontline doctors, folks. Get on the vitamin D. That's what they're saying. Because anything you do along with vitamin D, some of you have tried the Z-Stack, which is something that Dr. Victor Zelenko, Z-E-L-E-N-K-O, he is also condemning the Biden administration and all this jabbing. He's condemning it. Says it doesn't work. It's no good. Shouldn't do it. And what, from what we know, according to Citizens Free Press, and this is a letter we're going to post on online on thepowerhour.com, the FDA is working with the United States Postal Service to stop shipments of ivermectin. Hence, a warning to be careful about where you order it from and how the packages are labeled, because they're looking for it. Maybe they want to hoard it themselves. There's also a video that we're going to be posting called Graphene Oxide. The more you know, it's called GHO. Could be called graphene hydroxide. There is a scientist on that is speaking in low German. And when you see what he has to say, he's telling you that there's razor blades in this graphene oxide. They're microscopic, but they do damage. And he knows this stuff because he's pretty much on the front line of graphite and graphene oxide. He knows all about it. He will explain it in this video. We're going to post it so you can go read it. That's why I'm saying you need to subscribe to thepowerhour.com and get our emails so you can see what the frontline doctors are saying. We would not have you ignorant. Remember that little phrase out of the Bible? Knowledge is power. Why do you think that's our slogan here on the Power Hour? And then people are standing up for this stuff, and they're saying, no, we're not going to do it. And here's the thing. They go into a restaurant. Rather than just be quiet about it and just refuse to take the jab, at least 10 people were arrested for sitting in two different restaurants in Queens, New York, without vaccination proof and refusing to leave. Police say they were charged with criminal trespass after refusing several lawful orders. It's really funny that the police don't show up when there's looting and all the other stuff, but you show up and you start complaining about you're unvaccinated, you don't have vaccination proof, and they come and arrest you. Isn't that funny how that works? This stuff just, it's crazy in New York. What can I say? Other restaurants refuse to comply with the mandate. They don't believe it's their job to enforce it. Many have had their businesses severely affected. A group of protesters on December 14th went to the Cheesecake Factory in Queens. Oh, that must have been a sight. The manager called police after they didn't show proof of their vaccine passports. They refused to leave and argued with police that the mandates are unconstitutional. Six people went to jail. Just thought you ought to know. Protesters released a flyer on the internet the next day indicating they'd go to the Cheesecake Factory again that night. The restaurant closed with at least 20 police officers and five police vehicles stationed outside of it. Amazing, isn't it? If you want to get a restaurant to close, just announce like the Proud Boys did in Oregon. Make Oregon spend $3 million with police protection and the Proud Boys don't even show up. Wow. Yeah, you want it? Just a little false alarm there. Sherry in Kansas, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I'm great.
I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, isn't that like restraint of trade when it's a legal substance and they're just coming in and trying to stop you from selling it? I mean, it's approved for human use by our vaunted FDA. What's the deal?
Restraint of trade?
And, yeah.
And what, how am I restraining the trade of these people?
No, the government stopping shipments of ivermectin.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. All right. Now
yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. We had to do a little clarification there because I was sitting there mulling around in Title 15 in my brain, you know, because that's part of restraint of trade. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Postal inspectors have the right to go through your mail. I don't know if you knew that or not. If they suspect that something in a bubble envelope contains, you know, plastic, little, you know, blister packs of some sort, they will open your mail. This is according to Citizens Free Press letter that we're going to put on the Power Mall tomorrow so that people can watch it and read the letter and watch these videos. The Pfizer VP, Michael Yeadon, has his 21-minute video. We are going to post it so you can read it. And he literally debunks what the other side is saying and throws some common sense into the mix. So, yes, I think that if they're going to stop it and you've ordered it, you have a contract with the manufacturer, whoever is supplying you with the drug, that you're going to get it. Now, a lot of people, you know, basically they don't want to get it because they think you have to go to a doctor. And there's a lot of doctors out there, even though they will prescribe it. And there's actually a list, Sherry, that you can get of doctors who will prescribe it. There's a lot of pharmacies that won't fill it. So there's now an actual list of pharmacies that actually will fill it. And a lot of them will ship them directly to you. But the thing is if it comes into your mailbox via U.S. Postal Service, and I don't like using USPS as much as I can avoid it, and I'm talking about the Postal Service. I don't use them if I can possibly avoid it and have stuff shipped UPS or FedEx or whatever the case, and I get a little FedEx story for you when we're done here. But I would think that basically we're looking at somebody that's interfering with your right to contract. And according to Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the Constitution, the obligation of a contract shall not be impaired. So that might be a bone of contention, but it's a good point. You know, they are restraining the opportunity for you to get the drug, and you're engaging in trade with a business. So it might be a little bit of a reach, Sherry. I'm not sure that would be something I'd have to ask an attorney, but it sounds pretty suspect. So thanks for your point on that.
Hey, back before Y2K... we had an osteopathic physician talk to our group about preparedness, and his father was a veterinarian. And he said that they use the same drugs, you know, they just put a different label on them for animals. And we were talking about antibiotics at the time, as they
sure.
do for, people, they just charge you more when it's for people. So this deal about going to a veterinary supply or your local farm store, if you can find it there, you just go by weight, sounds to me. You
well,
know, a horse
yeah.
weight anywhere, you know, 1,000 pounds, you know, ponies and stuff are smaller, but, you know, so you just take a whole lot less. But,
right. Well, here again, have you been to a Tractor Supply lately? Because when I went in there, they had the glass case locked up, and all they were selling was ivermectin paste, apple-flavored for horses. and literally, seriously, there are pills out there that you can order. And I know that people have done it because they've told me they've done it. But the thing is that, you know, the horse paste, I mean, you saw what Joe Rogan went through because, you know, they accused him, Sanjay Gupta and everybody else on CNN accused him of eating horse paste. Most of the doctors I talked to in Dallas said don't do that.
To me.
Yeah, well, the frontline doctors told me not to do that.
I want to tell you something I heard Sam Andrews say about Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. I think anybody who belongs to Oath Keepers better vote to kick him out, Stuart Rhodes out, because he's, you hear him a lot as a spokesman for them. But Sam Andrews runs the Freedom Center there in Missouri. It's a place that they train you on, you know, it's a training center for firearms and other self-protection things.
Right.
And he's pretty knowledgeable. He says he's been training people for 38 years. And during Ferguson deal, he had an instance where Stuart Rhodes sent somebody up with their group and said the gun that he had, they loaded for this guy, he said, you know, my guy loaded it, so he's fine. Well, and they were going up on a rooftop because they were working protection during the Ferguson deal. And he said that he radioed the guy up on the roof, his guy, where this guy, other guy was going, and he had checked that rifle. And he looked at it, and the first bullet out was a dummy, you know, round or something for that wouldn't hurt if you shot it at somebody, but the rest of them were all live rounds.
Interesting. Well, it's interesting. Good to know. I appreciate your call this morning, Sherry. Thanks so much. Hope you're having a good day. And thanks so much for calling in. The funny thing about this, and it's a good point you make about the fact that, you know, restraint of trade. I seriously, if you have an issue with that, and somebody sends you a shipment of something you ordered, doesn't matter what it is. There's any number of drugs and pharmaceuticals and supplements and stuff that you order. And the thing is, it's got to be somebody that the FDA knows is shipping ivermectin. And usually what they're doing now is they're putting an alternate label name on the outside. This is how they're getting around it, so that postal inspectors can't see what's going on and see what's actually in it without actually opening it up. And so if you receive a package of something, or let's say you don't receive a package of something that you know you ordered, and you got verification from the party you ordered it from that it was indeed shipped and they were tracking it and it was supposed to arrive on a certain date, you know, like Priority Mail, you have a tracking number, or UPS. This is why I don't like using the Postal Service. They do have a tracking number, but, you know, sending anything other than books or any stuff like that, I kind of get a little squeamish about, because if they have the right to open your mail, and this according to Citizens Free Press in their letter that we're going to post so that you can read it, I don't want you to just, you know, take my word for it. The thing is we're trying to get you the truth out there. And what's important to understand is if they take your shipment of whatever it is that you ordered, you have a right to complain. And you have a right to file a complaint with the attorney general or the U.S. attorney for mail theft. I'd charge him with mail theft because you had an order. And if they say, well, you know, it wasn't prescribed to you. Well, how do you know that? Do you have proof it wasn't prescribed? And what if it was and they took it? That was a prescribed item and you took it. You know, then what? You know, what are you going to do? I mean, see, this is why they've gotten a little bit smarter about how they package and ship these things. And this is one of the things that you need to be cognizant of, given what I just read you. So here's another little twist to the tiger's tail. COVID-19 outbreak reported on Royal Caribbean cruise despite fully vaccinated adult passengers. That's right. 48 people who were on board the Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas cruise ship tested positive for COVID. Although Royal Caribbean requires everybody age 12 and older to show proof of vaccination in order to get on board. Cruise operator said Sunday each person who tested positive for the virus immediately went into quarantine. Another six people who had tested positive disembarked the ship when it docked in Florida and were taken home. Passengers who tested positive had mild symptoms or were asymptomatic. I got a little story for you before we go to the break. One of my contractors here that I was talking to said a buddy of his went to go get tested for his job, and he took the swab and kind of turned around and made it look like, you know, they let him put it up his own nose, and he just kind of rubbed around his chest and made it look like he put it up his nose, but he didn't put it up his nose, and he gave it back to him, and they ran it, and it tested positive. This is why the PCR tests don't work. This is the craziness. We've got more news for you, and we'll get that to you before we cease and desist for today. But in the meantime, Eric Crown will be joining us after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.